Blog Talk Radio.
I'm not sure for you then, you might say, weather.
Take a seat. And take another. Get into the mindset that there is no one mindset. That all you've ever known
meets
all you haven't yet. Come as you are. Well, I got ears for each day serves fresh. Informed attention. you need to see this. I had high blood pressure because, well, it runs in my family, but after 2 weeks of trying out this drink on YouTube, my blood pressure has dropped from about 150 over 100 to around 130 over 80. This is a great reading, and I'm really happy. I honestly didn't think it was going to work this quick. My circulation has improved. My sleep is better. I feel like I don't have the brain fog. And the best part, this drink is all natural and organic, so no side effects. So if you've been dealing with high blood pressure, definitely check this out. Just tap or click the button on your screen now.
Thank you. Do you like the things in life that show?
May your score be below par and your heart seltzer be well above it. I do. Sun's up.
Thank you.
Here you go.
You know,
if I can talk.
Thank you.
I make sure to check that out. That's why I take me free advanced daily. By supporting 5 signs of joint health, it benefits more than just joint comfort, giving me the confidence to keep moving so I can continue to do the things I love. Move free.
Founding father of Gilead. He took away our country.
I was listening to that earlier today. A song by Sheriff. And I need you. I'd like to do. Play the vocalist that behind the scenes, behind the song. Behind the vinyl. Well, I'm with you.
You there you go. You got it. See how perfect that was?
Yes, I can. Wow, haven't heard this version in a long time, huh?
It's been
about 20 years for me.
Yeah.
It's so different.
Wow. So, 1982. Grand Avenue Studios in Hamilton.
That's right.
Incredible. And this, what a lot of people don't know, remember the Bet tracks were done by Daniel Lanois.
That's right.
And he was supposed to be the engineer for this record. Remember, but he got a call to go work with a little small band in Ireland, which ended up being U2. So we ended up doing the rest of the record with Stacey.
Well, he owned the studio, right?
He actually owned
the studio, Granite in Hamilton, Ontario.
That's right. Yeah. And then he took off and left us with Stacey. We finished the record, whatever. It was great. But yeah, this song, remember when it came out, it was a hit for us in the early 80s, and then
that's right.
Punk rock, and
it went to number 61 on Billboard, is that right?
That's right,
61
yeah.
on Billboard, yeah. And then it went down.
Yeah, and then everything ended for us because punk rock came out, and new wave, and
exactly.
And we were out of a job, so we became couriers. And
the reason we became couriers was you and I purchased our own recording studio.
We did.
And we
yeah.
had to pay it off somehow.
So we worked at the courier thing for, 4 years? And that was a rough thing because, you know, you would deliver a parcel. I don't know if it happened to you, but it happened to me many times. You'd deliver a parcel and the song's playing on the radio and you'd say, hey, that's my band. That's me on the radio. And they'd go, yeah, right, get out. You know, remember that?
But then when it did become, it somehow got out there that we were couriers and CBC was trying to chase us.
Well, this is after, though. Before that happened, we got a client from Dean Cameron. Right? You're talking about the second
right.
time you became So yeah, we got a call from, we were working on the Alias album. It wasn't Alias, we were just working on tracks. But
so?
We walked into the boardroom and there was balloons and congratulations and all that stuff. And so that's the DJ in Vegas had re-released it. Went up to number one. Jay, it'll come to you.
Good. Your memory's better than mine.
But so it went to number one. And here we are, we're couriers with a number one song on Billboard in America. Something wrong with that picture, right?
It didn't go number one in Canada again. It went number one the first time.
That's right.
In the early 80s, but it didn't go number one the second time.
Yeah. And hey, here's the note, but this is different on this version.
The album version was the single version.
Yeah.
I already sang it.
That's right. For the remix.
That's right, for the
single.
The single, yeah.
Because you didn't know where the end was.
He just
kept singing, and Stacey was supposed to fade out. He never fade out.
He kept it.
So here it is. Still pretty long.
Yeah. That's when I was a youngin.
That's right. Wow. Incredible.
This is the first time I've got to say I've heard True on vinyl.
Hey, Amanda. Alias.
Familia García, ¿qué opinan de los infladitos chicos horneados con queso 100% real? Les encantan.
Thank you.
I want him working, all right? I don't care what you say.
Evil does not sleep. It waits. Verizon is going ultra. With 5G ultra wideband in many more cities, so you can do more. With up to 10 times faster speed, she can download a movie in minutes or a song in seconds.
Yep.
Okay, now let's work off-site. Public Wi-Fi? No thanks. 5G ultra wideband is fast.
Faded wedding photographs. When we in our first time, eyes are closed, we're lost in one sweet embrace. And so seems the world has changed, our love remains the same. I know we've had our share of saving grace, and I'm proud.
I joined something that says a free class, 5 days to financial freedom. Welcome to the 5 day challenge. Yeah, he's keeping you going.
Watching shadows move across the wall. Feels so bright. I wanna run to you, I wanna recall, but I've been here by lightning. Just can't stand up to the father's heart. Can't see through the spell across my heart. Over you, you'll always be the one. You were the one to keep me alive.
Amazing community leader, and we just gave him a big surprise. This is PD Thank You. See the whole story for how we said thank you to Aru for spreading positivity in his community.
Thank you.
of the foolish years. For I began to fall, hear me crying, stop before you stumble and beautify. Heed my words, lay you on the floor. Don't be wrong anymore. Healing, I'm healing again. I'm there to take my trouble in. A rocket under my heart was one. It's all later in. Before I begin to let go, heal me, come and stop before you stop falling.
Astounding to see someone's entire career unfold in front of you and knowing you might never see anything like that again.
I was asked this question when I retired. What's most important that you remember by? Or you remember it as a name?
ESPN Film presents The Captain. All episodes now streaming on ESPN Plus. At Petco, shopping for your pet is easier than ever. No, really. You get same-day delivery of what you need when you need it. Plus a few extras. Lickety split. Deliveries on your schedule. Enjoy the convenience of picking up simply by pulling up. With same-day delivery, repeat delivery, and curbside pickup, look in Petco and go.
Thank you. Home to memories. Every watch marking my life's greatest moments. Moments of victory, moments of adventure, and moments of inspiration. Perfect markers of limitless possibilities, all collected through one simple rule. Be timeless. Thank you.
Yeah. Mm. Oh. Kino, I'm here for Chuck, Betty. I thought her name, but Tia Congress. You can't name them, you know. No, she's not a Republican. That cat said, yes, he. Yes. Yeah, because she voted for Wilkie. Right, Poppy.
Doing that same character. You still have a fear of flying. That used to be one of your. You used to have a fear of flying, didn't you?
Oh, I used to, but I don't now. I fly everywhere.
How'd you get over it? Because we've had a lot of people on the show who said they just cannot absolutely break that. It's a phobia. Nah, or it was a phobia, right?
Yes, well, it started with Bob Hope when I was on a tour with him.
Did you have a near,
Oh, we had many crises. I think Jimmy remembers them. Jimmy Zia. Now I fly everywhere because I decided that, you know, if you want to go someplace, you have to fly or take the bus, and it's a bit long.
So you just said, you said to yourself, forget it, I'm not going to be scared anymore?
Yes, and I love it now.
Well, that's great.
I really do enjoy it.
Do you have any other, any phobias at all, any unnatural things that drive you crazy?
No.
One of mine is an inordinate fear of Rodney Dangerfield. That's one of my phobias. It's a great segue to get him out here, right? He's a strange man. He is one of New York's most finest restaurateurs. He's a real fashion setter. And with the success of his nightclub in Dangerfield, he still gets no respect. Would you welcome, please, Mr. Rodney Dangerfield?
Thank you. I love you, Jesus.
Yeah. Hey, it's good to see you. It's been a long time.
I always get a kick out of coming out here. H Feature Right over here.
Yeah,
place H Feature Right. You know, I leave the club. I close this week at the club in New York. But I'll be back next Monday.
You close the night. Lock it up.
I lock the whole thing up for a week. I'll come back next Monday night. September 9th, and tell my jokes are going to Dangerfield. There's always a kick to come out here.
Yeah.
I love that idea. You know, I like to go to Vegas, too. You know?
See?
I went to Vegas for a couple of days. I was going over there. You meet so many wonderful, wonderful people.
Ah. Uh-huh.
No idea.
Can you tell us about a few of them?
I would love to go. Valerie Dubois.
Valerie
Dubois. Valerie Dubois. In fact, you told me to call a VD for sure. Sweet. They got their gambling hotels and nightclubs. Ooh, that's what big nightclubs they got there. Yeah. It's really so different than the places I was when I broke in. You know, tough
places.
You know, I went to tough places. You know, places like Rosario's Rocket Room.
Rosario's Rocket Room.
Dominic's Atomic Bar and Grill. Ooh, Dominic, he was tough. Ooh,
yeah, tough on it.
During the show, he used to yell at the axe all the time. Yeah. Then one other guy was singing, "Why was I born?" Mm-hmm. He goes, "I'm not to sing." You know.
That's a real heckler, Dominic. Bad nose, yeah.
When you show business, you got to get the breaks. You got to get the breaks.
I would guess so.
I never got the breaks, no.
Really?
As a kid, I never got the breaks either, never.
This has been following you all your life, you mean?
I was rough when I was a kid.
Yeah.
When I was a kid, the first time I had my picture taken. The pony flew. Another one I should have.
You got to try him on a town ride.
Take them on a road, you got to break them in. You got to get the feeling you wasted your whole life. I don't know, Sonny. I got no respect the day I was born.
Really?
No respect. Would Dr. Pippi up and snap me? I found out tonight she got a few in too.
Your health.
Are you in good day? There's no love in the house.
No love in the house.
Oh.
Excuse me, we weren't ready to go to hell. Ah. My wife, your kidneys, tell you stories of my wife sometimes. Or else we have a few drinks sometimes, I'll start talking. When I drink, I talk, you know. My wife's a cold person, so I'm cold time. On the side of the woods, that's frozen.
Yeah.
I love when I was a kid. My room was messed up, but it didn't care. My brother's room was in order. His hair was on the right place. What does it mean? What does it today? He's been trended in the men's room.
Friday, July 25th.
I'm trying to
I know this is a Republican celebration, but I have the honor of introducing a man who is so democratic, he picks on everybody equally, even a little kid like me. Mr. Don Rickles. Be funny.
First black kid I ever saw will definitely never play basketball.
I asked you, huh? 40 million stars. I get a little kid out here. Doesn't know what time it is to bring the out.
Fighter pilot. gentlemen's backstage in a Cleopatra outfit killing snakes. And Tom Selleck was under the shower going, look at this, the water runs up. I'll tell you this. Is this too fast, Ronnie? He's sitting there looking at the program going, where does it say he makes fun of me? Where does it say that? Guns. I spoke to the hospital, Nelson. He died about an hour ago.
Yeah!
See, no sense of style. Clamp it up a little bit. He's wearing a fake dickie when the button goes boom. Let's talk, man. Let's talk. He's 90. Let's beat it. Joyous occasion, really. I personally voted for Wilkie. Say this. To you, Mrs. Reagan, lovely Mrs. Reagan, to you, our dear president, may God be good to you and yours for the coming 4 years and beyond that. You're a great gentleman and a great credit to the country. May he give you health, the Almighty, and may you reign as long as you wish. God bless.
Good day. Very hard. Tracy Mosberg, you might talk to you.
Ladies and gentlemen, here he is, Mr. Walt.
Don Riddle!
I'd like to say, first of all, that this evening is one of the big, bomb, dull evenings of my life. I'd like to welcome the honored mayor. Good to see you, sir.
I think the city is being destroyed. What can he do to me? He's not Jewish. Ever since the bulb blew out, you couldn't do the number.
One reason. Like to read it. And good luck. Hi, I'm Barbara. Nice to see you, papers. Fuck you, why not? As a friend, that suit went out of style about 8 years ago. Probably all the Will the band come out from behind the women? I said, speak high to this old band. They passed away in the back. See if the teeth are lucky. Delightful. Big people. The mayor is a very prominent man. Everyone on the stairs is prominent. My little life, my dad rest his soul, told me, Don, you laugh at authority and try to do it with dignity. It is fun. Johnny Carson, as Alan King mentioned, gave me my start on television, late-night shows, and I'm very grateful to him. Kid about him, I flew here from California in his honor. Not that I should win a medal for that. But it is nice to know that someone is that important to you, that you can take time out from your career, pay respect to a guy that gives his all, and when he believes in you, he certainly goes all the way. Mr. Carson has done everything in his power to further my career. I am forever grateful on behalf of my wife and my little baby girl, Mindy Beth, and my mother in Miami.
I always say that because she's in the will.
Good to you, John, really. God be good to you, and I wish you what I have. People that care, and you certainly do have that. Bless you.
I must say, I'm here to honor Merv Griffin. Merv has been a dear friend of mine, and I love his hotel. Hell of a guy, and it's a great treat for me to be here for Merv. They want to say, those of you that fish, you die. Say with due respect, 28 years ago we did Kelly's Heroes, and I haven't heard from you since. Clint, I say it, nobody else has said it, and I say it from my heart. You're a lousy actor. All these guys at the table, we know Clint. I know. Clint's idea of a good time is sitting on a pickup truck watching his dog bark. Laughing, knowing damn well you never had so much money in your whole life. Your son played the bass. We sat through that. Father will come up here and do the bingo. Well, Clint, I know that I have so much on you, which I won't say tonight. If I spill it out, you're going to be back in Rawhide. Now you're in your late 60s. Live up to it. It's over. Clint, I am engaged now. I don't know if that's official, but whatever the story is, dear, good luck. Oh. 3 days together, Clint. Let's have lunch. God bless you. I love you.
Nice to talk, Rich.
Ladies and gentlemen.
All right.